All right. Welcome, everyone. This is Reverend Monica. I am one of the directors for the Clairvoyant Center of Hawaii, and I also teach beginning clairvoyance. Okay, give me a second here. A little bit of... Yeah, and so the October meditation is Embracing Fall, the Season of Change. Press 1 on your keypad. It'll raise your hand on my computer screen if you love fall, if you think fall is just the absolute greatest thing in the world. Whoa, look at it. Look. Hands are going up. Yeah, great. But did you know there are some of us that really don't embrace the season of fall? So what a great opportunity for those of us, including me, to start to recognize the beauty of the season. And when you run a meditation like this, you receive the awareness of whatever it is you're teaching. And so that was my gift this week as I prepared for this meditation, to start to realize that there's this really incredible thing that happens in the fall. It doesn't happen any other season. And it calls us to go within. And I'm going to get into that in just a moment. But, you know, nature offers us many lessons. And each season has its own energy and symbolism. And fall is a very profound one because it's about change, isn't it? The leaves change, the air changes, the birds have a different, they might fly south, or, you know, the bugs make cocoons. And, you know, there's all of these things that are preparing for the next season, which of course is winter. And as a human, we are all affected by the seasons, by these cycles, and we're part of the rhythm of this planet. So let's close our eyes. Yeah. And just settle down in your chair. Nice. And out in front of you, start to create something that you can make a line of energy from your first chakra right down to the center of the planet. Yeah. You can be really playful. It can be a beautiful leaf, a tree changing their colors. It could be one leaf. It might be a corn stalk or a giant pumpkin. And when you're ready, when you have that creation out in front of you, you can just watch it slowly make its way right down almost to the end of your tailbone at your first chakra. Yeah. And anchor it in down there. Oh, it's great fun to watch you guys. And then we have this beautiful thing on this planet that allows us just to release. It's called gravity. So you can just let go of that grounding cord. And with the help of gravity, it'll just make its way right down to the center of the planet. And the center of the planet is Mother Earth's first chakra. So it's a real stable place. And that's what we want, is for our bodies to feel safe and stable as we do this meditation, and really any time of your life. So just watch that grounding cord move all the way down, 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 down through all the layers of this planet. You might notice just what you see while this is going on. Don't ride your grounding cord to the center of the planet. Stay right up behind your eyes. Nice. And just notice when it stops moving that you are able to ground and release. And so we also live in this magical bubble. We call it our aura. And you want to bring it 18 inches to 2 feet around you so that energetically your body has space and you can also be aware of it. Yeah. And so you want to tuck that aura into your grounding cord. Nice, wide grounding cord. You make that grounding cord wide enough for that aura to be plunked right on the top of it. Yeah. And just be sure that you're comfortable seated in your chair and your feet are on the floor. And let's take in a nice deep breath. And when you're ready to release that breath, just allow your body to start releasing. It's fun to create a release switch, and you can just turn it on. Or you can just start to let go. And this grounding cord is a very, very powerful way to release. Because anything you drop down that grounding cord, is Mother Earth is going to take care of it. So if it's somebody else's energy or something else that you're holding on to, Mother Earth will send it right back to where it belongs, or she'll transform it if that's the need. Yeah. So what have you brought with you today to release? Yeah, maybe some. You have something in your body that is an issue. You can just gather that all up like a little picture. You're bunching it all up and you're dropping it down that grounding cord. Yeah. And if you notice anybody else in your space, within your aura and body space, just let them go too. Yeah, because the most powerful place for your energy to be is inside of you. And so when you release somebody else's energy, they're able to have that energy back inside of them. So what have you been holding on to? Yeah, maybe some worry or concern. And sometimes that'll cause constriction and our energy can't move if there's constriction in our space. Yeah, so just take a look around. Your eyes are closed. Beautiful. And I want you to see yourself creating a great big golden sun above your head. Yeah. And it can automatically be filled with gold, or you can fill it with your gold. Gold is the highest vibration a body can be validated by when it's doing energy work. Yeah. So building that golden sun with gold. We have a saying, and I'm sure you've heard it other places too, where your attention goes, your energy flows. So what have you had your attention on today or this weekend or the weekend coming up? Yeah. Yeah, so just call yourself back. You can create a giant magnet in that golden sun and just let things be drawn back into that golden sun. Yeah, building that gold for you. And when we release, we create more space for ourselves. And so the best thing you can do when you start releasing with a grounding cord after a while is bring in a golden sun. So there you are. You've got this fabulous golden sun above your head, and you're going to reach up there with your psychic hand and just poke the bottom of it. Yeah. And it just gets to come in through the top of your head, that's your seventh chakra, and moving through your entire body. So just watch and see if you can, yeah, watch that golden sun move into your head and into your neck and shoulders and arms. Yeah, filling up you with you. Your chest and your upper back can receive that gold. And it's just floating right down through your body into your stomach and the small of your back. Yeah, moving down into your feet and through your legs, filling up your legs, down to your toes. And then it just magically comes out of you and into all the layers of your aura. From the first one closest to your body right out to the end of that seventh layer. Nice job. Right, so out in front of you, I want you to create a magical picture of a forest. And this forest has giant redwood trees, but it also has beautiful deciduous trees like aspen and maple. Yeah. And so you're seeing this beautiful forest and the trees and noticing the colors of those leaves, the reds and the golds. And now as you are looking at the forest, if you look down just a little bit, there's this beautiful trail. Yeah. It's kind of a dirt color compared to the tall grasses and everything that are surrounding it. And I'd like you to gently step on that path. Yeah. And start to walk through the forest. Can you hear the birds? And maybe there's a gentle breeze blowing and you can feel it on your face. And you look up and you watch those leaves kind of dance in the wind, twisting sideways, turning sideways. Yeah, and there's that crackle noise when they dance. Yeah. And then a couple of the leaves start to fall, gently fall through the sky. And here's the first teaching of fall, huh? Being able to release whatever is time to let go of. And those leaves are just falling right down to the ground. And you're gently walking down that path, deeper into the forest. And you notice over to one side, there's a giant rock, a giant boulder. And it's brown, and it's got the lichens and the moss on the front of it and down below where it sits on the earth. Yeah, a big boulder, taller than you. And you also notice if you gaze over to the left side of that boulder, there is somebody has built the rock staircase. You can see it. It's small steps, and it's an easy climb. And so allow yourself to be curious enough to walk up those steps. Each step, and you just notice you're going up higher and higher and higher until you reach the top of that boulder. Nice. And you step out onto the boulder and you just have a seat right there on the top of that boulder. And you look out and what you see is a horizon of trees and forest. Just as far as your eye can see, that horizon reaches and it's full of trees. And there's trees above you and there's trees out in front of you and all the colors of fall are right there along with the evergreens. And just notice, what do you see? Do you see a small river winding down in the valley? Do you see birds flying? Do you notice clouds in the sky? Maybe there's even a cloud sitting on one of the mountains far away in the horizon. Yeah. And you just notice that the rock feels a little cool to your legs and your feet. And you start to realize that the air has a crispness to it that perhaps you've not ever noticed before and been able to experience it more neutral. Yeah. And as you sit on that rock, you just automatically create that grounding cord again for yourself. So it's attached at your first chakra, and it goes right down through the rock into the center of the planet. Nice. And so just take a moment and ask yourself, what are some things that maybe haven't been completed in through the spring and the summer? Maybe there's some issues that you've been managing that haven't you haven't got an answer to. Yeah, just take a moment and search for those things that are incomplete in your life. A garden project, something that you were hoping to clean out before it got cold. And just start to release all of those things. Anything that is that you're supposed to take care of will come back to you after the meditation. But for now, they're just taking up space. Perhaps they're in your aura, and you can start to see those pictures. Maybe it's the demands of someone that thinks you should do something for them. Do you have any should do's? Oh, I should do this. I should do that. Yeah. And just take in a nice deep breath. And just start to release and let go. Good job. You can notice maybe there's a heaviness on your shoulders of responsibility. You can gather it all up with your psychic hand. Yep, just scoop it all up. And drop that down your grounding cord. Yeah. And how about any fears? Fears of the future, what's going to happen? Is it going to be all right? What are you afraid of in your world? But for this moment in time, you can let it go out of your body by that using that grounding cord. Nice job. You guys are doing amazing. Yeah, just releasing. And then how about some problems? Ooh, problems. Yeah, letting them go. And what the amazing thing is the only way that we can create more of the things that we want to experience in this life is by making space for them in our lives. And if we're holding on to all of these past things or pictures or people, it doesn't give us the space to continue on with our journey. It's kind of like it weights you down. So maybe that's something to check and look at. What weights you down? What is a burden that you're carrying for yourself or for someone else? Nice. And again, just the awareness of being seated on the rock, and maybe the sun is starting to shine on your face. And you can hear those leaves crackling and dancing. Playing that wind song. Nice. And just letting go. And so I want you to look up into the sky, and I want you to find a leaf that's gently falling. And this leaf has a mission for you. It's going to work with you today. And so just notice, if you can see a leaf that's presenting itself in a familiar or a special way, and you're just watching it fall down towards you, and when you're ready, you can reach your hand out and just wait for it to gently land in your hand. Nice. And maybe you can bring it closer to you now that you've received it, and you can feel the softness of the leaves. You can feel the stem and the vein that are in there. Yeah. And maybe maybe that leaf has something to tell you, or maybe there's an awareness that comes up, maybe a memory of jumping into a giant leaf pile. Yeah, or did you make leaf forts when you were little? Or you can do that even if you're not little. Yeah, nice. And while you're holding that leaf, ask yourself, are you ready to receive the gift of fall? To start to be aware of the light changing, to be aware of those leaves and the colors and the Christmas in the air. They're all talking to you. And are you ready to receive the communication from that wind blowing on your face? What is it telling you? You're just holding on to that leaf and you're watching that wind hit your face. And it has a message for you. Nice. And you can take that message and you can bring it into your space. You could just set it in your aura somewhere so you can come back to it later. Great. And then just take a moment to feel that sun, that light you're receiving from the sun. By now, it's starting to sink a little further down into the sky, and it's that golden, what I like to call the golden hour, where that the hue of the sun becomes a golden, beautiful light. Yeah. And with your awareness of that light on your face, what is the sun giving you in your life? Maybe it's something that you can be grateful for. Or maybe it's something that, a message that you've been waiting to hear for a long time. And there it is. Nice. And then just take a moment with that leaf in your hand and ask the leaf, what is the gift? What is it something that perhaps you've never realized before about that leaf, about the fall, about the light? Nice. Beautiful job. And you're ready to start to get back up and go back down those rock stairs, and you just tuck that leaf in your pocket. Mm-hmm. Nice. And you climb back down the stairs, down the stone stairs, find that beautiful pathway again. And you start to turn and make your way down that path again. Yeah. And just, again, are you aware of what you're experiencing right now? Are you aware of the magic that the forest holds for you? And maybe there's still some things that you're starting to be aware of that you want to let go of, and you can do that right now. You can just release. Beautiful job. And then you can start to bring your awareness back into the center of your head. And you can just let that forest picture go. Yeah, nice. And you're right in the center of your head. Still releasing. And then create one more big, bright, golden sun before we finish here. And this is your chance to give yourself a gift, or maybe many gifts. Did the sun give you a gift? You can put that in there. Did the wind give you a gift? You can put that in your golden sun. Did the leaves give you a gift as they were twinkling down from the trees? Yeah, there we go. And then just start to build that golden sun once again with beautiful, bright gold energy. Two ways to have golden sun. You can call your energy back, or you can create more gold for yourself. Did you know you're a creator? Yeah. So just let that golden sun build. Can you see it? It's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Can you make that golden sun as big as the room you're in? Great big golden sun. And just notice, is your body excited to receive it? Is it just like, oh my gosh, is that all going inside me? Yep. And so just open that golden sun up again at the bottom. You can use a psychic pin, or you can poke it with your finger. Yeah. And just let that gold start to fill up again for you. Yeah, through the top of your head. And this time, as you fill in, let yourself be aware of those places that might need more gold. So just take a look. Take a moment. Where would your head perhaps need more gold? Your brain? Your eyeballs? Yeah. Nice. And then bring that gold down into your throat. Again, just being aware of where you might want to place more gold. Nice. And then let it move right down past your shoulders. You can give those shoulders a little extra gold. Right down into your chest and fill that heart in your lungs with your gold. Yeah, you can take a deep breath to validate that for yourself. And let that gold run down your arms and hands. Maybe you can wiggle your fingers. And bring that gold right down into your stomach and your back. And again, just noticing anywhere where you might want to fill up more of you. Yeah. And bring it right down into your legs and your knees and down through your lower part of your legs and into your ankles and feet. Wow, that's beautiful to watch. And then let that gold come out of you. You know, your body is so full of gold now, it's ready to replenish your aura too. So that gold just magically comes out of you and starts to fill that first layer of your aura. You can see it moving through that first layer, gold, all the way around your body. And the second layer, doing the same thing. Lots and lots of gold, replenishing your space. And the third layer, and building that gold out to the fourth layer. Beautiful. And the fifth, and the sixth, and the seventh. Nice job. And just take a moment to sit within the beauty of you. Yeah, this was a space for you, and I congratulate you all for taking this time to give to yourself in this way. All right, when you're ready, we ask that you bend over and touch the floor and shake your shoulders, kind of waking up your body, opening your eyes, and come out of trance. All right. Nice job, everyone. You feel a little different than you did when we started. There's a real calmness here in this space. Yeah. So for those of you that are new to Clairvoyance Center of Hawaii, we and you love the grounding cord and the golden sun, we offer classes that teach you even more tools, and we call them the Clairvoyance 101 and 102 series. And there's a new class starting October 27th. And if you want to get on the website and check that out, I invite you to do so. Does anyone have any questions or comments? If you press 1 on your keypad, it'll raise your hand. All right, so may it be with your blessing, Great Spirit, that as we journey through this season of fall, that we can in some way still be aware of the gifts that we received today and be able to watch those leaves fall, and may those leaves be the memory of you letting go to help you remember, oh, I can let go. All right, amen. Thank you for coming, and have a great fall season. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. You're welcome.